The Scully Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time, by the Scully Oil Company, Scully Jobbers and Dealers. The Scully Oil Company, you know, was the originator of tailor-made gasoline. But now, here's a special tip for the fellas and girls who have not already joined Captain Midnight's new 1940 flight patrol. You'd better hurry up and join at once, because there's a big adventure ahead. There's a real job ahead of us, helping Chuck Ramsey and Patsy Donovan and our good friend Captain Midnight himself in a thrilling mystery. And every flight patrol member can take part in it when the time comes. But the thing to do now is to get started, because we're going to have not only barrels of fun, but loads of free gifts and prizes, too, for every member of Captain Midnight's new 1940 flight patrol. Now, here's what you get as soon as you join. First, you get your official junior pilot's application card. And besides that, a burnished bronze medal of membership that's different from any club pin or button you ever saw. On the front, just like on a real Medal of Honor, are the faces of Captain Midnight and Chuck and Patsy. And also the mysterious secret password that only flight patrol members themselves can tell the meaning of. But that's not all. On this medal is a three-blade airplane propeller that will spin like a top. On the other side is the face of a mystic midnight clock. You look to see where the hands of the clock are pointing when they stop spinning. It helps you decide things like who goes to the store for mother or who's captain of the team. Why, say you'll use the spinning medal 100 different ways. But most important, this medal proves you're a member of the new 1940 Flight Patrol. You see, only members can take part in the big adventure ahead and get all the other free gifts that are coming. So you'll want to join and get your medal of membership right away. But now, and here's the best part of all. It doesn't cost you a single penny. No box tops or seals or anything. Here's all you do. Just have mother or dad drive you over to your Skelly service station and tell your Skelly man you want to join the new 1940 Flight Patrol. He'll give you your official application card right away. And he'll send right in to Skelly headquarters for your free medal of membership with the three-blade spinning propeller and the mysterious secret password. But hurry now, won't you? See your friendly Skelly man and join the new 1940 Flight Patrol tonight. And now to Captain Midnight. Fortune, good and bad, is helping and hurting Captain Midnight and his friends. In the upper end of the valley, on the outskirts of the vast Pareda estate, now controlled illegally by Ivan Sharp, Captain Midnight and Chuck Ramsey rescued a hard-pressed fugitive from his pursuers, who, after he was revived, whispered that his name is Juan Pareda. Our scene today is again with Pareda, shortly after he regained consciousness. Chuck is speaking.
You're Juan Pareda?
Si, senor. I am Juan Pareda.
Juan Pareda. I see it, Chuck. I see the whole thing now.
You are Major Barry Steele?
Red, he must know Major Steele.
No, he doesn't, Chuck, or he wouldn't ask. You were expecting Major Steele?
No, senor. I did not hope for such good luck.
But you knew his name.
I do not understand.
Well, do you know of him?
Si, senor. Major Steele, he was good friend of my wife, Senora Pareda.
That's what Major Steele told us.
But, Senor Pareda, why did you mention Major Steele's name?
My daughter, Dolores, she wanted to write letters to Major Steele. But then, I do not see her anymore.
Well, what happened to her?
I do not know, senor. I am very much afraid I will never see her again.
Gosh, Red, that's terrible.
We've got to get his story, Chuck, but I'm afraid he's too weak to tell it.
What do you say, senor?
Listen, Senor Pareda. My friend and I wish to help you.
That is good, senor. I need help very much.
I'm afraid he's going to faint, Red. He doesn't look very well.
I feel very sick, senor. My lips, they are so dry. Please, a little more water.
Yes, quick, Chuck. Give him some more water. Tip your helmet up there so we can drink. Hurry.
There you are, senor.
That is so good.
Gee, Red, that's helping a lot.
Yes, you bet it is. Some more water, senor?
Please, a little bit more.
There you are.
Is that enough?
That is plenty.
Oh, wait. Don't throw that water away, Chuck. I'm going to wring my handkerchief out and wipe his face.
Okay, Red, here you are.
Hold it there. Okay, Chuck. You can throw the rest away now.
Right.
Senor. Now I feel back.
Gee, he's coming along swell.
Yes, you bet. Do you feel like sitting up?
Si, senor.
Let's move him back a little so he can rest against the trunk of the tree.
All right, that's the ticket. Here, get on this other side. Here.
Okay, I'm ready.
Easy now. There now.
There, thank you so much. I feel much better now.
Do you feel like talking, senor?
Si, senor. I will be myself very soon.
I couldn't help seeing your back, senor. You have been wounded.
You see my back? Then you can guess.
They look like the marks of a whip.
Si, senor. I have been whipped. Just like you would whip some beast. But they have not broken me. They can never break the spirit of a Pereda.
I can see that, senor. But tell me why you were beaten.
It is a long story, senor. I do not know.
Oh, now, wait. We are friends of Major Barry Steele. We're here to help you. You mustn't be afraid to tell us your troubles.
Tell me, what do you call yourselves? What are your names?
My young friend here is Chuck Ramsey. As for me, my name doesn't matter.
But, senor, how shall I address you?
I am known as Captain Midnight.
El Capitan Midnight. The blackness of the night. What a strange name.
It is not one of my own choosing, senor.
The name, it does not matter. The man, he counts very much.
You will trust us, then?
Si, I will trust you. But I must warn you, we are all in danger. Enemies surround us.
Yes, we found that out all right. And let me remind you, Chuck, keep your eyes open.
I'm watching all around us, Red.
Good.
Your young friend, Chuck.
He is very much on the alert.
Yes, senor. And Chuck has keen eyes. He'll see any enemies which may approach.
Good. Then I will begin. My name is Pereda, senor. And my family have lived in this valley for many years. Close to my hacienda, there is a small chapel and a graveyard. And on one stone, which is crumbling with age, you will see the numerals 1651.
Blazing beacons. The year 1651.
See, in that grave lie the bones of Francisco Pereda, who was a mighty general in the Imperial Army of Spain. This land was given him by the king.
An original Spanish landowner.
That is right, senor. The Pereda family owns this valley and many others nearby.
It's a beautiful place, senor.
Nowhere in the world is there such a valley, senor. I love it as my family before has loved it.
Well, when did the present trouble start?
A month ago, senor. But I wish to explain something.
Yes?
When I was a young man, I studied in the university in Spain. And there, studying music, was a beautiful American girl. I married her, senor, and brought her back with me to the valley.
She was a very good friend of Major Barry Steele and his wife. Is that not so?
That is true, senor.
I see.
I did not have the pleasure of meeting Major Steele and his senora. To be truthful, I did not like to leave this valley. But my wife, she had the desire that our daughter should study in her mother's country. So I sent her to school in Washington.
And there she became well acquainted with Major and Mrs. Steele, huh?
Si, senor. She visited at their home many times.
Senora Pereda, she's not living now?
No, senor. 2 years ago, she died. She go on to the better world.
I am very sorry, senor.
Life is not the same now, senor. But then, we must all be brave. I still had my beautiful Dolores. But now, she too is gone.
You mean she's dead?
I do not know. But if they have made her suffer as I have, I hope, senor, she is dead.
Well, who do you mean by they?
I am coming to that. About a month ago, we had visitors in this valley, a thing which is very rare.
Who were these visitors?
They were Americanos, senor, like yourselves. But they were different, very different. You are good and honorable, but they are fiends.
Well, just a minute. How did these visitors arrive?
They arrived from the air, senor, just as you. They had an airplane with a big cabin, and they come down and land, and they say they have the engine trouble.
Uh-oh. They pretended to have a forced landing.
See, that is the name they call it. So, since they say they are Americanos, I make them come into my hacienda. I treat them as the honored guests.
What were their names?
Their names, senor? I remember that very well. There was a father and his daughter. He says his name is Senor Douglas Chadwick, and she is the Senorita Chadwick.
Please, and beacons red. That was Ivan Shark and his daughter Fury.
Yes, Chuck, I'm sure of it.
When I see you fly the black plane, I am very much afraid. I do not think you will help me. But then, when you fire the gun at my enemies, my hope becomes very strong.
Well, you see, senor, this black plane is not the one we came in. No, but never mind. I'll explain that to you later.
Very good, senor. I will go ahead with my story.
Yes, please do.
I raised a very big herd of cattle. Thousands upon thousands. This Senor Chadwick, he becomes very much interested in my cattle. And he likes this valley very much.
The dirty crook.
We always have some trouble, senor. There are bad men in these mountains, and they sometimes steal my cattle. So, Senor Chadwick, he tells me I should guard my cattle with airplanes.
So, you bought some airplanes?
Si. This Senor Chadwick, he says he has the connection. He can buy the airplanes for me, so I signed the contract with him. Also, this Senor Chadwick, he has the radio on his airplane. He sent the order for me.
Yeah, this is running true to form, Chuck. Sounds just like one of Ivan Shark's tricks.
And then, very soon, the airplanes arrive. There are very many pilots and very many mechanos. But these men are very bad, senor.
I look at them and I know, and my heart becomes very troubled.
And you had good cause to be. Well, then what happened?
The Senor Chadwick is very clever. Some of my people talk and he find out I have a fortune, besides the lands and cattle.
Well, what kind of a fortune? Well, that is, if I may ask.
I will tell you, Senor, because I can trust you. This fortune is in precious stones of great richness.
Did Chadwick get hold of them?
No, Senor. That is why you see the marks of the whip upon my back. He does not know and he never will. But you are my friend. I will
tell
you.
No, no, please, Senor Pareda. Don't tell me. Keep it always to yourself.
Si, Senor. Perhaps that is better after all.
Now, what did Chadwick do? He was your guest. Well, how did he...
That I will tell you. When I signed the contract with Senor Chadwick, I trust what he says. I do not read all the words carefully. But after the airplanes arrive, he comes to me and demands a big sum of money. 100 times bigger than I have agreed to. Then he shows me the contract. And I see I've been tricked.
Can you imagine that?
Then I lose my temper. I say, you talk of an Americano, you get out. You take your airplanes and you go. And do not come back again.
Yes, and then?
His man, they seize me. My daughter, Dolores, she disappeared. His finger shot with, he tells me Dolores will be killed unless I write the letter he demands. So I'm beside myself. I do not know what to do. I write the letter. I ask for Dolores, but I do not see her. I'm taken away to the Black Cave. They ask me for my jewels, my fortune. And when I do not reply, they whip me.
It seems incredible, Ed. I just can't believe...
Wait a minute. We've got to act now, and we've got to act quick. Now, listen, Senor Pareda. We must have some help. Are there any of your people who can help us?
Some of my best men have fled to the mountains, but I believe I can find them.
Oh, that's splendid. We must find them at once.
Unless, Senor, this Chadwick has found and killed them.
Oh, that fiend of a shark, I'll...
Listen, Red.
What? It's a plane, Chuck. There it is. A black one. Flying directly this way. Quick! Get behind that machine gun in the rear cockpit and get ready for action.
Well, Senor Juan Pareda has told a pitiful story. The fiendish Ivan Shark is running true to form. But at the moment, Captain Midnight and his friends are in an extremely dangerous predicament. It looks as if they'll have enough to do to save themselves, let alone helping Senor Pareda. What will the resourceful Captain Midnight do? Tune in tomorrow to Captain Midnight. Now, an important word to you fellows and girls. You don't want to be left out when the big adventure comes, do you? You don't want to miss out on all the free gifts and prizes that are coming. So get your official application card in Captain Midnight's new 1940 Flight Patrol right away. And have your Skelly Man sent in for your free Medal of Membership with the three-blade spinning propeller and the mysterious secret password. Remember, it doesn't cost you a cent. Not even a penny for a stamp. Here's all you do. Have Mother or Dad drive you over to your Skelly service station tonight. Tell your Skelly Man that you want to join the new 1940 Flight Patrol, and he'll do the rest. Now, don't forget to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight. Brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Until tomorrow, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly Man, saying goodbye and happy landing!